Surely Hussein is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special, which you are listening to. And we're going to speak about Imam Hussein's virtues. So be with us. Dear brothers and sisters, today is Wednesday, 29th of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Mordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. You are with today's special, and as usual, we bless this moment that is the beginning of our program. So we listen to verse 54 of chapter Al-Ma'idah and learn about it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu man يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ
O you who have believed, whoever of you should revert from his religion, Allah will bring forth in place of them a people he will love and who will love him who are humble toward the believers, powerful against the disbelievers. They strive in the cause of Allah and do not fear the blame of a critic. That is the favor of Allah. He bestows it upon whom he wills. And Allah is all-encompassing and knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
As a general rule, it warns all the Muslims that if any one of them turns away from his religion, he does not harm Allah, his religion, Muslim society, and the rapid process of progression, because he will soon bring forward a group of people to support this religion. Thus, the Quran explains the qualities of those who must undertake this great mission. They love Allah. They are humble and kind unto the believers while they are stern and forceful against the enemies. And striving in the way of Allah is their constant program. As I told you before, and I promised you, today again we continue learning about Imam Hussein's virtues. Imam Hussein's life and sacrifice are replete with lessons about life, lessons that we need to learn more than ever before, lessons we think each one of us, students, parents, teachers, and every other members of the society must learn from the amazing life of Hazrat Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. He was a 7th century revolutionary leader who made the ultimate stand for moral justice. His legacy inspires millions to strive for a just society. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, one of the most revered of the companions of the Holy Prophet. And yet Hussein's life was humbleness personified. Besides his ancestry, Hussein was himself a man of exemplary character.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this show, we are trying to talk about some of the virtues of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, let's talk about the knowledge of Imam al-Hussein, another virtue of this noble Imam. It should be borne in the mind that the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were in no need to gain knowledge from others, and their present day knowledge was similar to that in the past without any change. They were in no need of analogy, ponderance, or conjecture, while apprehending their intellect is far beyond the capacity of human beings. The one who tries to conceal their excellences is similar to the one attempting to veil the face of the sun. It should be noted that they examine the concealed and the present state. They grasp the verity of intellect in the solitude of worship, and they were far more better than are perceived by the companions and friends. They would not pause to think in front of the common profiteer and those trying to test them, nor become upset or show slackness. They were prudent in their conditions and discourses, and were unparalleled in their age. In distinction and honor, from the beginning until the end, they were in conformity with one another. When they opened their mouth to speak, others would remain silent. When they spoke, others would listen to them with awe. Thus, every strider could not reach them, their lofty position, nor their aims were fulfilled to surpass them, and did not succeed in their policies. They possessed such qualities which had been bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator. And the truthful Lord announced that He had removed doubts regarding them.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. This is today's special and Imam al-Hussein, the Universalist. In this judgment, Imam Hussein's aim on not recognizing Yazid's rule was dictated by his sense of religious duty. As he did not think Yazid was fit to rule, yet his companions chose of their own accord to stay with him to the end, preferring to get martyred rather than part his company. For this noble stance, the Imam turned to his Lord and prayed for his companions, asking him to reward them on his behalf.
This is reinforced by the fact that on that same night, the Imam requested that Habib ibn Mazahir go and ask for the help of members of his tribe. The Imam wanted to win the media war in order that the news of his revolt traveled far and wide. This is the rationalization of the revolutionaries and martyrs. That was why he started this move in his own immediate circle by bringing with him all members of his family, for he wanted them to be messengers for his revolt.
As-salamu alayka ya sayyidina shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah.
On the continuation of today's special, you listen about the virtues of Imam al-Hussein and his companions, which is the role model for establishing justice. The leader who will succeed in establishing justice is Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Naturally, he will not do so miraculously. If it was expected to be a miracle, there is no need for people to wait. He will eventually and undoubtedly be the leader, although people are expected to prepare the grounds for the establishment of justice. Such people who have aspired to establish justice can then ask the Imam to use them in his movement, which will inevitably spread worldwide justice. For such people who desire to receive inspiration and energy for their efforts in bringing about a life of dignity and honor, Imam Hussein is the role model they emulate. Those who want to help Imam Mahdi by preparing for his appearance and then support him all the way through so that he achieves this justice and gives all the human beings their honor and dignity can do this without remembering the Imam.
Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, in the first ziyarah of Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam in Mafatih al-Junan, what does he say? He says, and the entire universe, the earths and the seven heavens, they cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And let me tell you more, even the inhabitants of hell, they cried for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. According to the words of our sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt. Now you may wonder, how is it that the people of hellfire cry for the Imam alayhi salam? First of all, it could be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows them the truth about the Imam alayhi salam. And even the most evil of the evil, when they see what happened to Al-Imam al-Hussein and the greatness of Al-Imam al-Hussein, they'll cry for him. Didn't Muawiyah cry on Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam when Dhirar described to him the qualities of Imam Ali to the point where Muawiyah's beard was soaked with tears? Who in history do you see their enemies cry on them like that? Other than the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Even the inhabitants of hell shall cry for the Imam alayhi salam. Secondly, everything in its existence cries for the Imam, because the Holy Quran tells us everything in existence glorifies God, has a level, a degree of perception. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِحَهُمْ. The Quran says everything in God's creation has some perception. It glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you people, you do not understand that, you do not see that. You cannot hear them glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, even the inhabitants of hell, their very existence, every cell in their body cries for Al-Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
With this nice sentence, we say goodbye and fi amanillah to all of you. Inshallah, we continue this nice topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah. Till then, wassalamu alaikum.
Wa ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.